A death penalty case from the federal courts has created a new debate over capital punishment in New Hampshire. Last month, a federal judge sentenced Gary Sampson to death for murders carried out in Massachusetts. Since Massachusetts doesn't have the death penalty, the judge ruled that the execution would take place in New Hampshire. But Sampson has never been tried in a court in that state. New Hampshire Public Radio's Mark Beavis reports.
Gary Sampson has pleaded guilty to a murder spree back in July 2001. He carjacked and killed two Massachusetts men. Then he drove north and killed a man in New Hampshire. A federal jury in Boston sentenced Sampson to death for the two Massachusetts murders. But he couldn't be executed in Massachusetts because that state has abolished the death penalty. Late last month, U.S. District Court Judge Mark Wolf announced Sampson would die in New Hampshire.
It's a bit ironic that our state now must face this inevitable debate and the controversy that comes from the death penalty in a case that we really didn't try.
That's New Hampshire's Attorney General Peter Heed. Typically, the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana, carries out federal executions. But a federal judge can order any state with a death penalty to carry out the federal sentence. And Judge Wolf has said he wants to make Sampson's execution accessible to his victims' families. New Hampshire, however, is not prepared for this job. Department of Corrections spokesman Jeff Lyons.
We do not actually have an area since the last execution that's set aside specifically designated for carrying out a lethal injection execution.
In fact, the state of New Hampshire has never lethally injected anyone. The state's last execution was in 1939, and that was a hanging. That death chamber is now office space. The high-security cells that could be used for death row sit empty. Still, Lyons says the prison could build a death chamber, but the state wants help.
We've done some basic research. It could cost anywhere from about $60,000 to upwards to $200,000 or so to renovate or build a room that would meet the standards that are necessary to carry this out.
And there's another problem. 4 years ago, lawmakers in this conservative New England state passed a bill abolishing the death penalty. The bill was vetoed by then-Governor Jean Shaheen, but at the time, polls showed 55% favored abolishing capital punishment. Charles Putnam is a researcher with Justice Works at the University of New Hampshire. The former state prosecutor took on many homicide cases, and he says it's rare to find a jury in New Hampshire that will sentence someone to death.
New Hampshire people retain a fundamental distrust of government power and a fundamental fairness towards individuals that causes them to want to scrutinize very carefully anything that the government wants to do, particularly convict people of crimes or punish them ultimately with in a death case.
In New Hampshire, the ultimate penalty can be meted out in only a handful of cases. Those include murder during a kidnapping or rape, or for killing a police officer or a judge. In fact, had Gary Sampson been found guilty under state law, he probably would have received life in prison without parole. Jim Pilliot is a Republican representative from Belmont, New Hampshire, who opposes the death penalty. He says this federal court decision could breathe new life into an anti-death penalty movement.
I think the state is pretty mad in general that a judge can put a really uncomfortable situation on us. Granted that there was a killing in New Hampshire, but he was convicted of the murders in Massachusetts. This was pushed on us.
Anti-death penalty activists say there's no reason to mobilize just yet. The appeals process in the federal case against Sampson could take anywhere from 5 to 8 years. But that timetable does nothing to allay the sense that the federal government is ordering New Hampshire to do its dirty work. For NPR News, this is Mark Beavis in Concord, New Hampshire.